Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, February the 5th, 2024, 17 minutes past the hour, or as we should all be saying, February. Now, I'll be doing this all month. You know what's fascinating to me? We are now into the second month of the year, and I made it. Now, I'm trying not to jinx myself here, because every year since I've been in radio, which has been more than two decades now, when the year changes, I inevitably screw it up many times for the first month. I will say the year that was, the year from last year. Sometimes I'll say years that are long gone. I don't believe. Now, for all of you who listen religiously every morning, and I certainly appreciate that, I don't think there was one morning in January where I mispronounced the year at all. And now it's February 5th. So now if I do it, I'll just chalk it up to being an idiot. Because I made it through January. So I don't know what happened this year. Maybe the brain's working a little better than it was in past years. But here we are, 2024, the 5th of February, February 18th. When did February become February? Now, see, I said that backwards. When did February become February? So I'm not as perfect as you thought. Because I believe it is still the correct pronunciation is February, but we have changed it to February. Now, why? I have no idea, but that's showbiz. Lots to talk about this morning. We had a great day on Friday. Could not have had, you know, you have events that you think are going to be fun, and you think are going to do well. Friday, Groundhog Day, the third time we've done this, it was absolutely one of the most fun days I have had in a long, long time. Oh, we're getting calls already. I love this. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, January the 19th, you said the 23rd.
I'm glad you kept it down. How you doing?
Well, I've been wanting to correct you for a long time, and the deer season went out yesterday. So now I got to agitate you.
Well, I'm glad you're back because people said, what happened to Ted? And I said, well, I'm not really sure. I said, I'm sure.
I've been here, and I've listened to you, but between the politics and the religion, I said I can't keep up with these guys crowding right out the arena, you know, where you're talking. I just can't get in there.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the local politics that we talked about right off the beginning of the year, that was an abnormal thing because normally you don't stick on a story like that, but it seemed like every time you could move past it, something else would happen. And I'm glad we're a little past it now.
Oh, when I put the religion in there too. That's all you hear on the radios and TVs. All the other countries are bringing them in about this and about that, and then the wars, and then they're going to start wars. And man, I'll tell you, I never heard anything in all the time of listening to TV or radio, all the things worldwide now. This isn't Marion. I'm talking about worldwide. Isn't it something?
Oh, it's absolutely. And you know what I wonder, really? How many people are paying attention to that? Because then we have the little stories about football and Taylor Swift and all that. You know, I don't know if people really pay much attention to it.
That's it. I just give up, and I thought, well, I'm just going to listen because I can't comment on anything but complain, and people don't want to hear you complain all the time, but I have no clue what's going on because you can't believe none of it. It's so way out of reason in my comprehension of what I hear. You know, other people, they might say, hey, you you aren't listening right. Well, this, this, and this. Well, I've never heard about all this stuff, and all I've heard of the countries and stuff like that, you know, of regulating, but all the stuff that's coming out, and it's on all the channels and stuff, you know, it just didn't picky on one or none, you know.
No, it seemed like after the holidays were over, the roof fell in. Local politics, wars everywhere, things breaking out all over the place. It was really, January was an unbelievable month, that's for sure.
Then I caught this morning, the first time I caught the congratulations to your, from what was it, Associated Press or something?
Yeah,
to,
yes.
But I liked it. Did you listen to it closely?
The Associated Press acknowledgement?
Congratulations on Groundhog's Day.
Well, yes, you know, I do have it here. It's short. I can read it again if you want.
Well, I heard it. But it said, it didn't say anything about anybody, but it said one thing I caught, like the 40th treasurer. Well, can you give me all 40 names of the treasurers that's been in the United States?
You know.
This said the 40th treasurer, and I thought, well, that don't mean nothing. No, who was the 40th? It didn't say the 40th treasurer.
Well,
it didn't give.
I'll tell you. Let me fix, because I what Adam did was he gave the headline. He didn't give the whole story. So let me. It's short here. Let me read it for you.
Okay.
Now the headline was a mascot, a pizza, and a former U.S. treasurer. How Ohio is predicting six more weeks of winter. Now here's the actual story. It says in Marion, Ohio, birthplace of American President Warren G. for Groundhog Harding. A nearly six-foot-tall costume human predicted six more weeks of winter using a pizza. Arriving at the studios of WGH in a peanut butter jelly truck on Friday, Warren was directed by host Scott Spears to pick a slice of groundhog pizza. Each slice had a card underneath reading six more weeks of winter or an early spring. Warren was later revealed to be Miss Ohio 2023 Madison Miller. Due to a lack of thumbs, the groundhog had to point rather than pick up the slice. Marion's favorite dignitary, former U.S. Treasurer and native daughter, Mary Ellen Withrow, now 93, certified the prediction. I know, we're going to talk about that. Certified and predicted with her famous signature. Withrow is in the Guinness Book of World Records for having her signature on more U.S. paper currency than any other person. Now, that was the full story.
Well, Mary Ellen Withrow, she's just a young chick, isn't she?
Well, isn't it interesting? Now, I'm in there, and Miss O...
I'm going on 83, and she's only 93. My God, 10 years different. That ain't very much.
Well, you know what? It holds up true, though, because Miss Ohio is mentioned in there. I'm mentioned in there. They didn't mention our age, but they certainly got Mary Ellen's in there.
Well, they're proud of Mary Ellen, see, and the other guys, you don't count yet. You aren't old enough to... get into the dignitary area.
Well,
you know,
they have been doing this to her though for years, and I don't know why they always print her age.
Oh, well, she has got an age, hasn't she?
Well, so do the rest of us, and they don't print our ages. I'm not sure what that's about.
I mean that correct. They got her age correct, haven't they? That's pretty good.
They do have her age correct. Yes.
The rest of you lie, see?
That's right. So. The rest of us all make it up as we go along, that's for sure.
Hey, what else is on the book for today, then?
Well, I was going to talk. What did you make of Miss Ohio on Friday? I thought she was great.
Yeah, she was, I don't know nothing about her, but she is from Ohio, and she's down at, southern part of Ohio. What was the name of that town?
Coshocton.
Coshocton, yeah. So... That's down in good deer country down in there, Coshocton.
Now,
Grouse, everything, yeah.
Now, how did you feel about, I just thought she was very well spoken when she came in. Some of them aren't.
Well, naturally she is. You know, every young people I do, if you give them a chance and let them talk and let them talk about whatever their best talk is, they do a good job. But her, by being in a pageant like that, she put a lot of training in her. Had to do a lot of extra things to be able to get up in front of everybody. And I did hear something about their Groundhog Day, didn't she say something about she wasn't worried about being up in front of crowds? So that's one big feature she got rid of, you know.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I give her a lot of credit because I've interviewed Miss Ohio's before, and I always have asked them about the swimsuit competition because this is always a big controversy every year.
Oh, my goodness gracious, you didn't ask about the swimsuit,
no,
did you?
Well, I did on Friday, and she did not duck it. She was very... she said, you know what, I really don't like it, I would rather not do it, but it's one of those things you have to do, and yes, it is a little embarrassing to be up on stage in front of all those people, but it's okay. So I thought she didn't dodge it. I thought that was great.
Oh, yeah, and how could she talk about it, Scott? My goodness, as cold as it was, and then you asking her about a swimsuit? Woo, that's pretty chilly.
I know, I go a little in-depth. But one of the things about this that is so fascinating to me is that, you know, I did not know the Associated Press was listening that morning. And, you know, they're all over the world. That goes all around the world. And
we got the AP when I was in school for sports and stuff. If you made the AP, it's big shot, you know.
Yeah, it's the biggest news source in the world. And what's shocking to me is that here in Marion, or in Ohio, we were really the only one in Ohio that the AP covered. Now, other news sources covered other things, but the big one, they listened to ours. And I was shocked when I found that out on Friday. But boy, I certainly appreciated it.
I think they kind of hammered it a little bit. That was purposely meant that way. And I don't know, maybe somebody else put them up to it and didn't say nothing about... the Pennsylvania Groundhog or the one in Marion too much, you know. It was really dialed in on you, see?
You know, and I don't know how... they did mention Punxsutawney Phil in the grand scheme of things, but they didn't mention any others in Ohio, which was kind of odd because there are a few here in Ohio, and I don't know how they got so dialed in on us because... I did not know till that afternoon that they had done that, and I'm thankful that they did, but I don't know.
Go ahead.
I think our event was goofy, and I think that was part of it. You know, I think you had Mary Ellen there, you had a Miss Ohio there, you had this mascot suit. I think it was just entertaining for people.
Oh, boy, was it ever, yeah. It was plenty to eat, and pizza, and... jelly sandwiches. Did they offer jelly sandwiches to the crew?
You know, I did not get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but we did have all the... I know, it's a tragedy. But we did have a lot of food that PETA, God bless them, sent over. Chip.
Bag. I heard that on the radio. Hey, you know, Scott, before I get any farther, if you don't mind me saying, I called in that morning, and you folks, I mean, I got early... And you was just, you was getting it, was, and I'm pretty sure, now this is how I could hear just bits and pieces, but knowing the program and stuff, I could hear it. Wasn't Miss Ohio there and Claire, Miss Ohio and Carrington and Linda was there? There was three women.
Mary Ellen was there.
Okay. There was all those women. Miss Ohio was there, and then she was transported out of there and went someplace else to get on that truck and then come back. Is that right?
That's true, but, you know, she never came.
How did I know that not being there? I could hear it. See, I called there, and nobody, it's about the third time in my times of calling or hearing you that you got an open mic, but you was outside and open mic was inside. So I could hear those women. I thought, I know that voice, and I know that voice. But I don't know that voice, and that was the 6-foot-tall groundhog.
Well, I'll tell you what happened that morning and why nobody was at the phone. What happened was Miss Ohio came in, but she had to get into the groundhog suit because we had it. So she never actually came into the studio. She was in the restroom changing into the suit. Now, Carrington and Mary Ellen and Amy... who drives the peanut butter jelly truck, that's probably the voice you didn't recognize.
Okay.
They were in the studio talking, waiting for her to get ready, And the mic that was actually left open, I'll tell you what it was. It, for once, it wasn't actually a mic. What happened was, because we were doing the first broadcast outside, we were using telephone wire to get it back inside. So somebody had turned the telephone interface up, and that's why we also didn't hear the telephone ring. So when the telephone interface being up is what was causing that sound to bleed through. But the three women who were in the studio that morning were Carrington, Amy, and Mary Ellen, I believe.
And I want to put this plug in here, but just a minute, that I thought maybe it'd interfere with your outside, see, and I thought, boy, he's going to be giving everything outside on the groundhog, and there this is fouled up, and they can't find it. That's why I said it was an open mic. I didn't know. But you know what? Boy, you saved Pastor Craig's rear end, you know it?
Oh, did?
I heard his voice. He wasn't in the restroom helping her in that groundhog suit, was he?
No. She was in the restroom alone.
Well, there was the women and Pastor Craig, and I thought, that's Pastor Craig, all right. He's right there with the women surrounded, and you was outside. So the boss was outside, and the cat and the mouse was playing inside, you know?
There was a lot going on inside I wasn't aware of. That was all beyond my head on Friday.
There's a lot of them wanted to be inside because I heard you say, you know, it isn't bad out there. Then, by golly, everybody you had on there, they said, boy, I'm freezing. Then it was only about 5 minutes. You said, man, it is cold out here. You was trying to, you was like a coach on a team. Let's go out there and let's get them and let's give it a good show, you guys. And by golly, I'm not convinced that it was cold out there. But it would be just standing around, you know, not doing anything.
Well, I'll tell you, though, I made a terrible mistake on Friday morning. What happened was I was trying to get everything set up outside, and I went outside. I took the microphone outside that we were going to be using, and I thought, okay, I'll take this outside, and then I'll run back inside, and I'll grab my coat. So I took it outside, and then I never had time to go back in and get a coat. So I was the only idiot out there without a coat on Friday morning.
Yeah. Well, it turned out all right, and it was different, and I'm glad that you're satisfied with it and you got a little bit of tension out of it, you know, on the air and stuff like that.
Well, you know what? I love that nobody guessed Miss Ohio, because that was the ultimate goal, was that nobody would guess this, but, I'm glad it was her. So many people are fascinated with Miss Ohio. All weekend, people kept coming up to me whenever I would be out in public and they would say, what was it like to meet Miss Ohio? Isn't she great? Isn't she a nice girl? People are fascinated with that.
Well, you got to be great and be a nice girl to even make Miss Ohio. You know that?
Well, you got to be great and be a nice girl to be on my show. That's really where
Yeah, I did catch that now, Scotty. I wasn't going to say anything, old buddy, but I heard you give yourself a good pat on the back. You know what that phrase was you said? I'm a good listener when I want to be, you know what I mean? But you said, I was the one that thought of that. I was the one that got Miss Ohio. I knew her, and nobody else knew her. And I thought, go ahead, keep patting you on the back, and don't give any credit to anybody, because you deserve it all, because you planned that out, and there wasn't nobody, no way, and I don't think that could have went in the Guinness Book World of Records of all the guesses on Miss Ohio, and nobody could guess it. I bet you if you ask a million people, how would you know that?
Well, I'll tell you that it's an interesting thing, though, why I would use I in that particular situation, because it's, you know, every secret leaks out. People love to gossip. People love to talk to each other. And I knew for about a month that this was who it was going to be. And I thought, this is going to leak out. But what I was able to do, because I was the only one who knew about it, I never told a soul until that morning. Nobody, not anybody at the station knew, nobody, friends, family, I never told a soul. So that's why I was proud of that particular thing, because I know if I would have told somebody, it would have gotten out. So, you know, it's hard for people to keep a secret. It's hard for me to keep a secret, but that one, we kept.
And you stood right up there in front of her with her. How is it being toe-to-toe to a six-foot, young, slim, attractive Miss Ohio?
Well, that happens to me a lot.
If you look right into those beautiful eyes, you said, now, I learned all this over the radio because you said it. And all those the beautiful eyes and the beautiful face on it. How did that make you? Was you kind of trembling? I didn't quite catch it in your voice, but could have been a shiver, and I was just taking it for a shiver, but it was a real shiver, wasn't it, Scott? It's like jumping out of the shower, in the hot shower, into the snowbank. Is that about what it, the sensation was that you talked about the, a week or two back or something? I heard something about that. I had a friend that lived in Ely, Minnesota, and she married a fellow that I knew real well, and that's what she said. They'd go in a sauna up there in Ely. This was common. That meant they found these, like, we got sun parlors around here, but you said they get in the sauna, then they'd just take the towel and just flip it off of them and go right outside the door, and there's always snow up around Ely there, and they jump in there and do an angel thing and then get back, throw the towel over them, go back in. They said it really felt refreshed.
Well, what I was saying on Friday about Miss Ohio was, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, is that she was just genuine. You know, a lot of people put a, and I'm not trying to knock anybody here, but a lot of people put a lot of makeup on and they dye their hair and they put, you know, the Botox in their face and they do all these kind of different things. This Miss Ohio, what I was trying to convey on Friday, is one of the most genuinely, just naturally beautiful people I have ever seen. And I was really impressed because I sat face to face with her during the interview for an hour. And I was so impressed by that because most people try to do themselves up in a, you know, all kinds of different ways. She was just naturally Miss Ohio. And I thought that was great.
Yeah. Now, you've got to remember, she isn't a girl anymore. You got to say young lady. When they're that really impressive to you, you got to say young lady because the girl has left them a long time ago. Now they're into the young lady. How old was she, Scott?
I believe she was 23.
Well, you're hanging right in the 20 girls, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. I'm you know, I think what it is myself being 28, that it's in the same decade.
Well, that's okay. Plus 20.
Yeah, well, when they write my age in those articles, they keep it down 20.
I added 6 on that, didn't I? Okay, Scott, I've held you up long enough, so I'll catch up with you now and then, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Well, good to hear from Ted. I know a lot of people were asking what had happened to him, and now we know. 740-751-4038. And that's all I was saying Friday about Miss Ohio. You know, people try to take your words and twist them into 1,000 different ways. And all I was saying about Miss Ohio, because I had not met her until Friday, was she was just the most naturally beautiful person, or maybe one of the most naturally beautiful people that I had ever met. But her personality was great. So that was also part of the package. So, you know, I loved it. I could not have been a better groundhog than Miss Ohio. Loved every moment of it. She couldn't. And she played around with us that morning. She was great. Now, did I keep the secret of who the groundhog was? Yes, I can credit myself with that. But I want to do this again because it's always important. This staff here at this station is the best staff, you better believe, on the face of God's green earth. And everybody showed up. Talk about Pastor Craig. He was there before the show started last Friday morning. He didn't have to do that. Matt and Carrington were there before the show started last Friday morning. They didn't have to do that. Linda was there last Friday. Amy with the peanut butter jelly truck. Chad Clark was there ready to perform music at 8 o'clock in the morning. We also had, Commissioner Mark Davis was there. He gave us a very nice proclamation, which I sincerely appreciate. Mary Ellen Withrow was there as she always before 8 o'clock in the morning, as she always is and always is friendly. And I hope I'm not, Sean was there. It was just the best time. And if you haven't believed it when I've said it in the past, you better believe it now. These are the best people to work with. And that's how you get recognized by the Associated Press. It wasn't anything that I did particularly. It's because we had the right group. We had Mary Ellen. We had Miss Ohio. We had a staff that could pull it off. We had the peanut butter jelly truck. We had it all. And without it all, it's just like a good soup. If you don't have all the ingredients, it isn't going to turn out right. And we have got the right ingredients, to be sure. So I just couldn't have enjoyed it more. Now, if you didn't listen to the whole show on Friday morning, you might have missed this. Now, Miss Ohio did. Oh, Bob Welsh. How could I forget Bob? Bob brought the pizza and helped start this tradition 3 years ago. So Bob being there and doing all he did. And yes, we did get food from PETA. And we thank PETA for that, for being an animal-friendly event. So I think that was also part of why our event got recognized nationally. But regardless, we're glad it did. We thank the people who recognized it. I hope you enjoyed it if you were out there listening. Does anybody have a thought on our coverage on Friday of Groundhog Day, the 3 hours that we did? If you do, give us a buzz. We always like to hear back. How was the first hour outside? Could you hear everything okay? Did you like the music? Did you like the choice of the groundhog? Did you like how it all went down? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, good to hear from Ted Jolliffe again this morning. Now, if you did not listen to the whole broadcast on Friday, you might have missed this. What happened was we were sent a big coin to flip for the weather prediction. Now, we already do our pizza picking for our weather prediction. So we didn't want to do, you know, mesh those together. But we thought, wouldn't it be great if we had a second groundhog to flip the coin to give us a prediction? Well, we did have a second groundhog. It happened at about 10:15 on Friday morning. And who got in the groundhog suit? Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen Withrow got in that big groundhog suit and flipped that coin. And her prediction went with everybody else's prediction, Punxsutawney Phil and Buckeye Chuck, of early spring. But Mary Ellen got in that suit at, Mary Ellen, here's what I want to say about Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen never takes herself too seriously. She likes to have fun, and she's just a team player. And for her to do that, I don't think anybody expected Mary Ellen to be in the groundhog suit at any point on Friday morning, and yet she was. So I appreciate that a lot as well. So there's another reason, I think, why we do so well and why we are doing so well at this point. So as we continue on this morning, And I would just like to note, for the record, Miss Ohio was off by herself during the morning when she was putting the groundhog suit on. She was off doing her own thing. Matter of fact, I don't think she even came in the studio, if I remember right. We were all in the studio, but I think she was off in the restroom getting ready. You know, being Miss Ohio, that's a big, big job. Now, I am getting a message here. She's not old enough to need Botox or dye hair, or dye her hair, is what it's saying here. Well, now that's probably true, that she's not old enough to dye her hair or need Botox. I'll give her that, you know. But I think, see, I guess this comes back to the whole conversation about what is naturally beautiful. And if you use all these supplements, we never know if you're naturally beautiful or not, because you're always dyeing your hair and you're always have Botox and tans and all these things people can do now. We never know what you look like naturally. You're all made up. She didn't have a whole lot of makeup on, I can tell you that. So I guess that's what I'm saying in regard to Miss Ohio. And I hope we'll have her back very soon and not so much in the vein of the groundhog, obviously. But just to talk about her life and career, because I found her very, 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 very fascinating. And you know what? Everybody in the studio did too. Mary Ellen and Carrington. People were taking selfies with her as she was going out the door. You know, some people get it and some people don't. And Miss Ohio got it. So I give her a lot of credit for that, and what a great choice I thought that was. And again, getting the Associated Press nod was great. Now, we also got a nod from PETA on the PETA website on Friday. Now, here's what they said. Now, that's how you do Groundhog Day. WGH Talk in Marion, Ohio is having a contest where its audience will use their detective skills to figure out who's in the groundhog costume. Let's celebrate this tradition without hurting any animals. So we got a nice put up from PETA, and I thank them for that. We did not ask for that. But again, I think it was doing an animal-friendly event. I really don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know enough about harming groundhogs and all this whole thing. But I'm glad that PETA was kind to us, so we'll be kind to them. Now, here's something I will say. We had a big discussion about Groundhog Day for weeks and weeks and weeks leading up to this. And, you know, should they use a real groundhog? Shouldn't they use a real groundhog? Blah, 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 blah. Well, we didn't, obviously, and we got the national attention. Now, here's what I believe. I believe that it's all a gimmick. Groundhog Day is all about a gimmick. A groundhog is really not telling you the weather. It's just all fun and games. And I guess the point I was trying to make leading up to that was, I don't think it matters if you have a real groundhog there or not. I don't think that's the appeal. And clearly, to the national audience, it wasn't the appeal, because we didn't have a real groundhog. So, there you go. That's just my opinion. So, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on any of this? 740-751-4038. And also, what I want to say is, I think Marion is possibly becoming second to Pennsylvania, the groundhog capital of the world, because they do an all-day celebration in Pennsylvania, and now our celebrations in Marion are extending beyond just what goes on from 7 to 8 in the morning with Buckeye Chuck. You know, our event did not overlap theirs. Their event did not overlap ours. So when they were done, we came on and extended the Groundhog Day, which I think is a very good thing. Go ahead, caller.
I got one more thing to add before
sure. You
go off here, the first segment, that everybody thinks Mr. Groundhog is Mr. Groundhog. But one thing about your show, there was a Mrs. Groundhog, not one, but two. Now, we'll exclude what my other conversation was. It didn't pertain to the two women there. But when you see everybody says, oh, you bother him, you bother him, you bother him. Well, you bother the groundhog, okay. But you know, when he's out and about and trying to predict the weather, he's not only out there and gets worried about his shadow, but you know what? He's looking for a mate. And sometimes the mate's out there, and all at once the mate slipped up and scared him. He thought, oh my goodness, I was looking for you, honey. Where are you? Come on, let's get back in the hole here. We got to make little groundhogs. So that's what's going on really on Groundhog Day. It's a big event for maybe the old tradition, but it's a big event for the Mr. and Mrs. Groundhog. Thank you, Scott.
Well, thank you. And there are two things I'd like to say about that. If somebody was looking for me for a mate, I would be scared too and go into a hole. And the other thing I would like to say is that, you know, I wonder how much younger those groundhogs are. Are they in their 20s as well? I don't know. All I'm saying is that I'm glad the groundhog, people got to stop being so sensitive about everything. I'll tell you that. People got to be a little less sensitive about everything. Just do your event, deal with what's going on, and go on and have fun. And we certainly had a lot of fun on Friday. James Anderson was there. I almost forgot to mention James Anderson. James Anderson was at our event, and we had a lot of fun with him. So, and I'm glad that we were somewhat educational on Friday as well, too, because James got up and told the history of the groundhog and so on and so forth. But it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to get recognized, the station, as the national supplier of the weather forecast. And to be honest with you, I think we have the correct forecast. Because everybody else said early spring. Now, I believe it's going to 10 more to 6 more weeks of winter. Now, again, that's just my opinion, but that's what I'm going to have to go with. Now, okay, again, if anybody has anything to say, 51 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The big wrap-up from Groundhog Day. And again, we thank the Associated Press for running our Groundhog event story, and we thank PETA for the nice words in regard to that. And hopefully, as the years go on, this gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, the sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned. You know, when you have a person in a groundhog suit, it could be anybody, and they can do anything, which I think is a great part of this whole folderol. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey.
I'm calling to see if you got that Christmas card and if you got the write-up they had about Harding.
You know, I did not. I was thinking about that on Friday. I don't know if somebody moved it or put it in a place where I didn't see it on Friday.
Well, I put it because I had to go down. The person I talked to when I got in there didn't know where you were. She said she thought you were to the right, so I went down there, and nobody, I think, had a name on anything. So I turned the knob, if it was locked, and then yours, I heard, like, the music. So I went in there, and I waited, and I thought you were at the restroom or something, but, you know, the show was going on. And finally, I thought, well, it dawned on me it was Thursday. So I put it right on your desk, just at the very right of it, the end. So somebody must have moved it then.
Yeah, they must have moved it. I'm going to have to look for it.
But I was surprised your place wasn't locked. That's what got me.
Well, you know, Linda could have been there somewhere because I know Linda was in on Thursday. So she might have came in and then maybe she went to the restroom or maybe went down to the office. I don't know. Normally it is.
Yeah, so I put it there on the end. And
So what did you make of the Groundhog Show on Friday?
I didn't get to listen to hardly any of it. I had a doctor's appointment that morning. And Miss Ohio got it right.
Yeah, Miss Ohio was the groundhog. Now, I think that lived up to all the rules that she had been on national television. She was known all throughout the state. She had a tie to Marion, which was that, you know, we've had Miss Ohio's from here. So I think all the clues were right.
Well, what I was thinking more like, you know, like that John Dean, he went to school here, but when you said ties, then I got to thinking, well, it's Phil Donahue, because you talk to him, it's Marlowe, because, you know, it's in that area because her dad, Danny Thomas, then I thought Paul Newman, one of his kids, or, well, you call it Dean Martin, and I was thinking then, they really weren't in Ohio, but they had ties to it. And then once I did think of Miss Ohio, but I didn't know she was alive. I don't know if you had an interview with her or was talking about her. And I thought, no, she's in Florida, so I don't know where she is. So she was just out right away. And I was trying to think of people that, especially Marlowe, I thought if it's not Phil, it must be her because of her dad, Danny Thomas. You know, they're born here, but they, like the kids never really lived here, but they've got ties to it. And that's how I was going and stuff. But I just got to hear just very little of it.
Well, she went over well with the people, which I thought I was appreciative of that. Everybody who was there on Friday seemingly wanted to meet her. They wanted to take a picture with her. They wanted to talk with her. You know, she was a very bright, she was a good choice. I'll say that. People really liked it when that head came off and there was Miss Ohio.
Now, did they have a write-up in the Marion Star?
You know, no, they had it in the national news, but not the Marion Star.
Yeah, because I don't get it. I was calling that place. I couldn't get my papers, but I did watch a little bit of that one. Is it that Puxatony or something in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And I guess, what is it? They have a population of about 5,000, but they were expecting 40 to 45,000 that day. And that little groundhog, that guy was holding him, he looked so calm. He just looked like a little baby. I mean, a dog or a cat couldn't have been that calm and stuff. But I think they've done it 149 years or something.
Something like
and
that.
Stuff. Yeah, but he looked so calm. And, I mean, I don't know if he was, if the person holding him, if that was his pet or what. But that little thing, he just looked, he was the cutest little thing.
Well, and stuff. But, and this comes down to what I was saying earlier. If you want to have a live groundhog, you know, it's not for me to judge that. But clearly you don't need one to get the national attention, as obviously we did.
Yeah. I think most of them do, like Charlie, you know, they want to see it come out of the, I don't know if it's in a hut or a little place, you know, to see what it does. I think that's because they did this, you know, hundreds years ago. And they just keep up with the tradition. But I couldn't believe that little town was going to have like 40 or 45,000 people there.
Oh, it's a
they
big thing.
They really make the money that day because of all these people coming and everything. But, no, I had to go to the doctor and blood work and stuff. And I didn't get a, you know, listen to hardly any of it.
Now, did you get to hear any of the part where we were outside that morning in the first hour?
No, because I had to be there at 10:15 by the time I got ready and stuff and going.
Well, I was surprised how well that went. You know, sometimes doing those remotes outside can be a little touchy, but I think it came through loud and clear that morning.
Yeah, I heard about the part where it was Miss Ohio, and I wasn't for sure, but that's what I thought I heard. So yeah.
Well, it turned out good. Well, hey, I'm glad that you – and I'll look, when I go to the studio this week, I'll try to find that. I should be there Wednesday, so I'm going to look for that and see what might have happened.
Okay, and then let me know if that's correct address. It's 110A I put on the envelope.
Yes, 110A is 685 Delaware Avenue, 110A.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's what I put.
That's
so,
it.
Let me know if you find it. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And with 2 minutes left to go in our first hour here, again, it's so very important to thank everybody who participated on Groundhog Morning because we had a lot of people involved here at the studio and people who are not necessarily with the studio but certainly are friends of the studio, James Anderson, Mary Ellen Withrow, Miss Ohio, Amy, who drove the peanut butter jelly truck, Bob Welsh, the whole gang. And it was just fun. Just fun. And to get recognized nationally for that, well, hey, you know, I just love the headline in the national news, which was, if anything else, I'll save that headline for the rest of my life. A mascot, a pizza, and a former U.S. treasurer. How Ohio is predicting 6 more weeks of winter. Hey, that is the perfect headline. And just goes to show you, you never know who's listening. And obviously, the Associated Press was listening that morning, which, again, is one of the great things about having a station that can be picked up anywhere on God's green earth. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about in the next hour, and we hope you're ready to call in and give us your opinion because we couldn't take a whole lot of calls on Friday because we were covering the groundhog. But we're so glad to hear you up and running on the toll-free line this morning, which will be open next hour as well. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. This is the G stands for groundhog.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley is